Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 8th of April, and as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only, so please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And if you're listening to this free report for the first time, or even if you're a regular listener, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. MarcusToday.com.au. You can sign up for a free trial there, and you can have a little look at the newsletter, obviously, and see how we can help maintain, increase, and create wealth for you and your family, hopefully anyway. So love to have you on board as part of the community. All right, well, let's look at the markets today. Let's look at how we went. Well, not a bad day, a bit of a quiet start to the week. However, following on the back of that big US jobs number, we do have a US CPI and the Federal Reserve minutes this week. And reporting season in the US kicks off again. Doesn't seem to have been over very long before we started all over again. But anyway, we closed up 15.8 points or 0.2 of a percent, 7,789.1. We opened at 7,771. We had a high of 7,801.5, and we had a low of 7,769.4. So a relatively small 30-odd point trading range today. Not much to get excited about at the stock level. Or rather at the index level, which is kind of the story of the ASX 200, to be honest. You can understand why people get so much more excited about the US markets, but lots going on below the surface. It's very much a stock picker's market at the moment, and we did have some pretty big action today in the market. Banks doing nothing, up 0.2 of a percent. Macquarie down 1%. We also saw the REITs a little bit mixed. Goodman Group down 0.6. The rest of them were pretty much better. Centre Group up 1.2%. Industrials pretty firm, with healthcare also firm. CSL up 0.5%. ResMed up 1.1%. Qantas announced a $448 million buyback today, 4.8% higher. They also announced some changes to the frequent flyer program, with 20 million more award seats on offer. So that was enough to get them rocking and rolling. Old school platform stocks also doing well today. REA up 1%, CAR up 0.9, SEEK up 1.5, and in the other tech sector, we saw WiseTech up 0.80, up 0.1 of a percent. Other industrials faring better today. We had Seven Group up 1%, Origin up 1.8%. A little bit of pressure on the supermarkets after that inquiry. Woolies down only 0.3, but Coles down 1.2. Wesfarmers up 0.5 of a percent. But looking across to the resources, there was plenty happening in the resource sector. Rio up 1%. We did see iron ore better in Asia by about 3 or 4%. Mineral resources up 0.6. Pilbara in the lithium space up 1.1%. And gold miners, well, this is where the action was today. If you were punting gold stocks, you probably had a good day today. Newmont, 6.6% higher. Northern Star up 2%. We had Genesis up 4.9%. Evolution, which was down, finished up 0.5. Perseus up 1.8%. De Grey had a good day today, up 4.8% as well. So gold miners very much in demand. Oil and gas stocks, though, not in demand today. We did see oil slip in Asia. Has been on a bit of a rock and roll, but a little bit of profit-taking creeping in on the back of a lessening of tensions, I guess. We obviously saw some heightened tensions last week, but they seem to have lessened a little bit over the weekend. Woodside down 1.6, Santos down 1%. Woodside still a massive dog, to be honest. All right, looking at corporate news today, well, we had some really interesting news from some and some really bad news from others. Life360 had some good news there with a trading update, 16.8% higher. We also had GQG with a broker upgrade. They did well today. And a transfer of shares. Interesting move with this transfer of shares from GQG. Let me just get you the details of that one. But it was an interesting move there. We saw the CEO Tim Carver agreeing to sell 40 million shares to an entity associated with Chairman Rajiv Jain. The transaction constitutes a transfer of approximately 1.4% of GQG's outstanding shares. Following that, Mr. Jain will have quite a lot of stock, actually, around 70.1%. So apparently Mr. Carver selling his shares in order to fulfil his obligation under a divorce settlement agreement. So there you go, the big tax divorce. The transaction will be priced at $2.20, given that GQG is now $2.44. The divorce has been somewhat painful, I say. Anyway, let's move on from that one. In other news out today, well, there was the best of times for some. It was the worst of times for others. And it certainly was the worst of times for APM, Human Services. We kind of knew this was coming, given that the bid at $2 from CVC was pulled on due diligence. It has been substituted in its place by a bid from another company who is already a big, big shareholder of APM. So that one is interesting. Now they're bidding $1.40 instead of the $2. The stock sank 29.5% to $1.15. So clearly they don't think the $1.40 share acquisition price is going to happen either. Elders had a shocker as well today on the corporate news side of things. Trading down date there, 24.4% down. They had been riding high recently, been on an absolute tear. And I know some people were looking at the charts and thinking it was going to keep on going and $11, $12. Well, they're $7.43. So there you go. Charts don't always tell the truth or even give you that much of an idea, unfortunately, when news like that happens. We also had some news out from Beach Petroleum, down 15%. This was on a $200 million cost blowout on Waitsia, the WA project they have. That was not good news for Beach, which perennially surprises always to the downside. They did have a big blip higher last week on the news. They were sacking 30% of their staff. And now they've got a $200 million blowout, so that probably accounts for why they had to sack 30% of their staff. Azure Minerals as well. The court case was, the shareholder vote was today, and they have voted in favour of the scheme of arrangement with SQM and Hancock. Stock down 7%. I'm not really sure why. But anyway, Patriot Mattery Metals as well, with a drilling report, down 5.6%. Today. Looking at economic news, we did get a little bit of news out today. Lending indicators in February, new loan commitments rose 1.5% for housing, 31.4% for business construction. So that was that's quite a volatile low. Apart from that, China back on stream and Asian markets eased back today. We did see the Chinese market come back on. And that was down 0.8%. Hong Kong up 0.3%. Nikkei up 0.9%. So continuing to push higher. 10-year yields, last I saw, they were 4.19, which again is pushing higher. 4.19 it is. And we have got Dow futures down 32. NASDAQ futures down 5 points. So nothing shaking but the trees there in US futures. As far as the highlights go today, let's look at the winners for grinners today. And there were a few good winners. 360, Life 360 up nearly 17%. 2 million shares traded. A4N, that's Alpha HPA, that was up 10.1%. 2 million shares traded. Mesoblast got a bit of a broker recommendation. One broker has $1.40 as the valuation. They're up 6.9%. 15 million shares traded there. Paladin got a broker upgrade as well, 6.7% higher on 24 million shares. And we had, of course, Newmont, 6.6% higher, 2 million shares traded. That's $110 million worth, which is a big, big volume. GQG up 6.6% on 6 million shares. And CU6, Clarity Pharmaceutical, up 6.1%, a million shares trading there. In the naughty corner today, and we've already spoken to some of the naughty ones, we had APM, 29.5% down, 7 million shares traded. Elders, down 24.4%, 6 million shares traded. Big volume for Elders. Beach Petroleum down 15%, 35 million shares traded. Big volume there. Azure Minerals, 7% down, 5 million shares traded. Strike Exploration down 6% on 6 million. Patriot Battery Metals down 5.6% on only 2 million shares there. Positive sectors today, well, the gold miners, tech, lithium, healthcare, industrials, banks, all doing relatively well. Negative sectors really was the oil and gas was the only real sector that was actually down today. As far as the Alltech index goes, that was up 1%. Gold, in Aussie dollar terms, gold was a big, big price. $3,550 an ounce. Bitcoin, in US dollar terms, $69,525 a fun token. 10-year yields, 4.19%. The Aussie dollar, 65.81. And we've done Asian markets and Dow and NASDAQ earlier. Major movers and shakers today that we haven't talked about. We had OBM, which had quite a volatile day at one stage, hitting 32 cents. That's Aura Banda Mining. Riverina dispute has been resolved there. They were up at 1.6% in the end. Nothing very exciting. QOR, though, was exciting today. That received a bid from K2 at 40 cents. The stock closing above the 40 cent mark as well. So that one looks kind of interesting. They were up 33% there. St. Barbara also doing well, up 14.6% on a broker upgrade. Silver Mines having a good day today. One we pointed out last week when we were talking silver. Of course, the clue is very much in the name. Silver Mines was up 8.1%. They did have an investor presentation today. We also had, that was about it really, speculative stock of the day today. We're going to put it down to that QOR, Quarria, which had a 33% gain today. That bid from K1 at 40 cents. They did close at 42 cents. So clearly the market hoping that is just the beginning of a bidding war. As far as company news goes, a little more detail. Qantas, 20 million Classic Plus flight reward seats in loyalty expansion. It's going to include a $120 million investment in the loyalty program. Challenger, HGH receives indicative regulatory approval from APRA and the RBNZ for acquisition of CGF. Sale expected to be completed by 30th of April. That is just the sale of the bank, not the whole company. Beach Energy, Waitsia gas plant, first gas pushed back from mid-2024 to early 2025. Cost rise, $200 million. Life 360, quarterly update, draws in 4.8 million active users in a record first quarter. We also had Elders, FY earnings expected 120 to 140. Half one, significantly below expectations. Cattle and sheep prices below 10-year averages. We also had news out from WA Resources completing a $40 million placement at $10 a share. Silver Lake came out with their quarterly sales. We had CIRA announcing that it sold and delivered its first large volume natural graphite fines sale to Indonesia. So plenty happening at the moment. It may not be happening in the index, but plenty happening in the market generally. In economic news today, we had the lending indicators for February rose 1.5% for housing, fell 0.9% for personal fixed-term loans, and fell 4.7% for business purchase of property. Iron ore prices back above $100 a tonne in Asia. ASIC has closed its investigation into the Newick CEO Jonathan Rubinstein's share purchases, finding there was not enough evidence to charge him with insider trading. And according to the Asian 3 Macroeconomic Research Office, China's economy is expected to expand 5.3% this year as the property sector stabilizes. And we have got Wirecard shareholders in Europe suing EY over alleged asset stripping in Germany. And of course, the big event in the US this evening is the solar eclipse, which millions of Americans and other tourists will be watching. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. And of course, we'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again.